desert wind is a raider. This is the Silver and Black Today podcast. The latest in Raiders news, views, and interviews from the home of Raider Nation, Las Vegas, Nevada. Check out the only independent news source covering the Raiders based in Las Vegas, silverandblacktoday.com. And now your host, Scott Goldbranson.
Hey everybody, welcome to a special midweek Silver and Black Today podcast. We hope you enjoyed our Sunday show where we explored Bo Jackson. We also talked to new Raider Devontae Booker. Did you miss it? Does that mean you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet? If you haven't done so, Raider Nation, make sure you do. No matter if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you may get your Raider podcast, do us a favor, drop a subscription for us, and make sure you also give us a rating when you can. We appreciate the feedback as always, and make sure you do that. That way you don't miss any of these episodes, whether it's our radio show, which is on CBS Sports Radio 1140, every Sunday during the summer from 8 to 9, and then once we hit July, we go back to 8 to 10, 2 hours of Raiders football, just greatness, of course, but make sure you do that, and also check out the website. The thing, this started it all, the silverandblacktoday.com, the only independent Raiders news website located here in the capital now of Raider Nation, and that, of course, is the great Las Vegas, Nevada, fabulous Las Vegas. Make sure you check out that website. Busy week this week, lots of content. Make sure you do that, including conversations with Devontae Booker, a look at the Raiders' remade linebacker core with our new contributor, Angria Trask. She's got some piece up there. And of course, today, a new story dropped. That was Mo Moten, who looks at our guest today. That's right, our guest on this podcast, alongside myself, my special co-host, your boy Q, who you know from the Locked On Raiders podcast. Make sure you subscribe to his as well. He is one of the best in the business. We love having him on with us. We're going to be speaking with none other than former UNLV safety slash linebacker. That's right. He's one of those hybrid guys, Mr. Javon White. Hails near Oakland, right? So he's familiar with the silver and black, and he joins us now. And Javon, listen, I'll tell you what, man, it's great. You come to play at UNLV in college. You miss playing in Allegiant Stadium by 1 year, right? They build the stadium, but now you get to play in it, man. You get to be a Raider. How are you feeling about all of this coming together the way it has?
Man, I feel really good. And, you know, I'm so grateful, you know, just to be able to stay in Vegas even longer. You know, I love the city of Vegas. It's treated me so well in my 5 years of being here, you know, throughout my college. And, you know, I'm happy, you know, just to have that silver black on and, you know, be able to represent UNLV.
Yeah. Since you came to the agreement with the Raiders right after draft weekend, we talked right after that. You've attended some virtual meetings. You've done some other things, some virtual workouts. What has life been for Javon White since putting that ink to paper?
Life after that paper, you know, it's really just been going back to work. You know, it's not easy, you know, trying to learn a defense throughout a Zoom camera, as say. So it's about really, you know, focusing and, you know, really being locked in for the 4 hours that we meet every day. And, you know, honestly asking the questions that you may not get right away. And that's what type of learner I am. You know, I ask questions, you know, I'm not scared to, you know, tell a coach, hold on, coach, I don't understand it. And I think that's the best way that you have to take this situation that we're in right now. And the best part about it is, you know, that even though it's not good that you're not on the field, but once you get on the field, you can learn and play that faster because you already kind of know the system so well.
Javon, now, of course, at UNLV, you played mostly safety, right? Over the course of your career, 120 tackles, 2 sacks, 6 picks. Then last year, your senior year, you get put into that hybrid role. You play a linebacker a little more. What skill sets did you kind of carry over, attributes did you carry over from safety when you were playing a little bit of that linebacker? Because the Raiders have said that they plan to play you kind of in that hybrid linebacker safety role. So talk to me about what that skill set, how it transitions for you, and how you look at those things as you head into camp with the Raiders.
I think about all this situation as just, you know, just being a ball player. You know, I'm a ball player. You know, I don't care where you fit me. You can even fit me at the D-line. You know, I'm going to prosper in that because, you know, I'm meant to play football, and I think it's just a great attribute that I have of being able to play multiple positions, like you just said. You know, while being at UNLV, I've played so many positions that it's so familiar now, right now. I think the biggest transitions right now is just probably being more inside the box, you know, at UNLV. I was like more of an outside linebacker. I'm still an outside linebacker right now with the Raiders, but I'm just so more in tuned in the actual box, in which you know your technique and stuff are different. So just getting adjusted to that. And at the end of the day, you know, it's football. You know, you just got to go play.
Javen, there's some really, really good tight ends in the AFC West. And with that versatility that you have, how do you feel about going up against a guy like Travis Kelce or a guy like Noah Fant? Do you think that your ability to play the safety, corner, slash linebacker position will help you be able to defend against those kind of guys?
Oh, you know, Travis Kelce is a hell of a player, you know, and I really love his game. I love everybody's tight ends games right now. It's a lot of outbreak tight ends, a lot of, you know, wing separate detached tight ends now these days. And Travis Kelce is making a name for himself by just out there going out and balling. And I think, you know, with tight ends being so talented that they are right now, that you need defensive players to even get more talented or even get more intelligent or being able to be more versatile. And that's where you come with me in the picture. You know, I feel like I can cover anybody on the field, from slot receivers to wide out receivers, even running back to tight ends, you know. And if Coach Gruden tells me that he wants me to match up on Travis Kelce all game, then I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do it to my best ability.
We're talking to Javen White, of course, Raiders' new linebacker, rookie linebacker, formerly of the UNLV Rebels here in the hometown of Las Vegas. And Javen, listen, one of the things that Mike Mayock and Coach Gruden always talk about is they want guys who love the game of football, have that intensity, that kind of that it factor that you don't get from every player. You are a guy, you love contact, you love competition, and you like to talk on the field. I mean, there's nothing better to me, there's no better fit for you than being on the Raiders. They want you, and I'm sure they've told you, right, that they want you to be who you've always been?
Of course. You know, Coach Gruden is, everybody that's asked me about Coach Gruden, I tell them the same thing. Coach Gruden is exactly how he is on TV. And when I mean that, he's just a passionate guy. You know, he has so much knowledge of the game. And when he talks, you just want to listen. And, you know, Mike Mayock has been doing this for so long, too. So those are two guys that have so much knowledge for the game that you're forced to listen, even though they're your GM and your head coach. That if you're a football fan, you're going to listen to them, whatever stories they have to tell. You know, even if the story doesn't even matter about your situation, it's just about them telling the stories that they've done in their previous life, and just being able to see it from different athletes throughout the years they've been in. You know, like you said, I'm a versatile guy and I'm a loud guy, and I keep saying it, but I'm just a ball player. You know, I love this game that they call football. I love everything about football. I love the whistle being blown. I love the sounds and the grunt of the trenches of the linemen and the offensive linemen attacking each other. I love the sound when you click the football helmet. I love this game, you know, and this game has done so much for me, and I just plan on, you know, repaying it. And it's done so much for me in my life, and I continue just to continue play.
And we love your energy. We absolutely love your energy, 100%, Javen. And let me ask you this. Scott mentioned that you missed playing in Allegiant Stadium by one year. What's it going to be like when you run out on that field and it's almost done? It looks beautiful. But just when you get an opportunity to be out there and break in Allegiant Stadium as a Raider, what's that going to feel like to you?
Man, it's going to be excitement. It's going to be like a long time coming. You know, I still have a lot of ways or a lot of – I have a lot of goals still I need to – prosper and I need to achieve. So, you know, running is just one of them. You know, my dreams don't stop with just running in it. I plan on doing so much in my football career, and I'm just happy to be able to bless to have this opportunity. You know, this COVID-19 really messed up a lot of people's opportunity, and for me just to get a chance to even get my foot in the door, you know, I'm gonna make the best of it, and I want my first chance to be my only chance, you know. And I'm just blessed, you know, just being this opportunity, and I thank the Raiders for taking this chance on me.
What's going on? You have John Wanglin, one of the hosts of Wrestling With Reality. Check out our shows this week on Wrestling With Reality. We have some great shows. We have our MMA show. We look at, is Khabib Nurmagomedov versus George St. Pierre a reality? Why John Jones is such a disgrace to the UFC? We also have on WCW Monday Nitro Watch Along, and we take a look back at Triple H in his 25-year career in the WWE. So check out Wrestling With Reality on all major podcast outlets.
And Javen, I'll tell you what, man, you're going to be a busy guy, not only because of the football field and doing what you're doing to make an impact on the field for the Raiders, but you've been here, you've been in Las Vegas, like the rest of us, for 5 years, right? So you're going to have veteran, you're going to have these guys are going to be like, hey, man, where do I go for this? Where do I go for that? Because you've been in town, right? So all these new guys are coming in town, and yeah, we got Derek Carr, who lives right near me, actually, and a bunch of the other guys who are around town a little bit, but you're going to be in high demand because they're going to say, hey, man, where do I go get the best haircut? Where do I go get the best, you know, the meal for this? Where do I go get the best Italian food or barbecue or whatever? So you're going to be busy. Are you ready? You ready to take on that role for your new team?
Of course. You know, it's already started. You know, the coaches ask me a lot of questions. I even have some of the people in the organization that asked me. And, you know, like I told him, I said, man, you know, like, I'm an open book. You know, I've been here for 5 years. I know so much in and out of this city, and, you know, it's done so much good to me, though, and I'm excited, you know, just to get my knowledge. You know, I plan on branding myself outside of football. You know, I've been at UNLV, I've been for the Raiders, but it's time to brand, you know, Javen White, you know, somebody who's been out here that understands, you know, the city of Las Vegas is growing tremendously, and it's a great city, and people need to understand that it's a uprising city right now.
Hey. Have you had the opportunity to get with a few of the other players and maybe have a couple little private workouts on the side?
Of course, you know, right now I've been working out with some of them. They're starting to run 7-on-7, so we're going to start doing that by next week. But, yeah, you know, there's so many great guys on the Raiders organization that are just, you know, they're just here to help me. You know, Jonathan Abrams, the starting safety for them, first-round draft pick a few years ago, he's a great guy. You know, I've had so many conversations with him, and he's just a laid-back dude, you know, somebody who's with first round, you know, is a face of the defense. For him just to be so calm and like act like a normal dude is really good. And for a young guy, for me, is to have him like just to be able to talk to you and just tell you the ins and outs is really good, and it's going to be helpful for me.
Yeah, Abram and Randall, right? They rented a house together. You got to be careful, man. You get around those guys, you're gonna get so much knowledge, your head might explode. but listen, you know, the one thing too I wanted to ask you before we let you go, Javen, is, you know, at the end of the day, the draft comes, and you know, every player wants to hear their name called, right? And so that doesn't happen for you, but then you get a call from this guy down in Dallas, right? And he's got a contract for you. What was it about the Raiders situation for you? Was it the familiarity with Las Vegas and loving it here and the Raiders versus going down the Cowboys, which is a good place to play too? What was it about the Raiders and the opportunity to play for Gruden versus play down in Dallas that convinced you?
Honestly, it's just it's more of the tradition. You know, the Cowboys have a great tradition and their stuff, but, you know, I thought it would just be a great way to brand myself and does that even help the Raiders, you know? I'm a UNLV, you know, hometown kid right now. You know, I'm from the Bay Area, went to high school in Oakland. So they're looking for something to help them even attract more audience. And, you know, and I would love to do that. And I think us being a mixture of the Raiders, being on the Raiders, is a great way for them to bring even a bigger brand to themselves, especially the UNLV base. Everybody loves the Raiders, but when you have a hometown kid like such as UNLV star linebacker Javen White with the Las Vegas Raiders, now that brings a different aspect and a tone to somebody's, you know, interest. Oh, they're like, oh man, he used to be playing for the Rebels, now he played for the Raiders. Like, I need to check out a Raider game, you know? He plays, or Javen White, he's on the Raiders. Everybody loves the Raiders. They're trashy, they're loud, they're, you know, nobody really likes them. They're bitter, but they're just a hell of a ball club. And that explains me, you know, like you said, you know, I'm a loud, outgoing guy, and, you know, I just love the game of football, and that's what the Raiders is. They are a team that, you know, basically displays what American football is, and that's just, like, cutthroat and just really intense, like, personnel, which I would say, like, passionate. And it's like Coach Gruden said, it's really about the tradition. When you look at the Raiders' tradition, you look at a lot of Huey Long. You look at so many players that played for him, and you just think like, "Mo, those guys were tough." And you know that's what Coach Gruden said. He's trying to bring that back to the Raiders now, and he's doing a great job so far.
Yeah, Javen, I know you got some of that swagger, and you know it's good to have swagger, but you got to be able to back it up, and you've done both. So I appreciate that, and clearly rooting for you as a Rebel myself. But also, I'm hoping that you, and I forgot to check the schedule. Hopefully, the Reno game is here when you guys have a home game, so you can attend that one, right? Because we got to beat up the Wolfpack on the home turf, my man.
Yeah, of course. You know, those are one of the best memories I had in college, honestly, the Reno games. And like I've told some of my friends now that are still on team, I said, man, if we don't play anywhere, I'm coming to the Reno game. And, you know, and I'm going to be loud in that rambunctious just like I would be on the field. Because, you know, that's a big rivalry. You know, I've been actually working out with Brandon Marshall, an ex-Reno player.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always talk mess to him and tell him he can't wear no Wolfpack around me. But, you know, when he was in school, they beat UNLV. So, he has his own, like, support system. But, you know, it's a fun atmosphere to be around that rivalry. And I'm just glad to be a part of it and have the history I was with. And I'm excited to see what it holds in the future.
All right.
Well, taking that Fremont Cannon back to Henderson.
That's right. That's right. College football's most valuable trophy, by the way.
There it is.
Now we're going to keep it in the Petita complex, that brand new $35 million complex.
That's right, and they can roll it over to Allegiant Stadium, man. It'll be in style. It'll get its own limo over to Allegiant Stadium, right? And by the way, Javen, exactly. I'm pretty sure UNLV fans will not throw punches from the stands like the guys in Reno did. So we got that going for us, too. Listen, Javen White, man, we appreciate it. We'll see you out on the practice field. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
I appreciate you guys for having me. You guys have a great day.
All right, there you go. Javen White, the linebacker now / hybrid safety. It's going to be a real interesting cue to see. I said, and you and I have now talked to two of them, which is Devontae Booker, also Javen White, and Prince Akamura. I think those are three sneaky good free agent signings by the Raiders. They all have to perform and make the team. There's no question about it. But I like those guys. I like the type of guys that they are coming in to try to make this roster.
Well, you can see the kind of guys, you can see the image that John Gruden is trying to build this team, him and Mike Mayock, and Javen mentioned it as well, trying to bring that old school Raiders swagger, that old school beat them up, be the toughest dudes on the field, make every game on the Raiders schedule a very, very tough game for the opposition. That's what they're trying to do, and they're building that with football players, with real deal dudes. Javen White has an opportunity to be that guy. Devontae Booker, who we talked to before, has an opportunity to be that guy. Prince Amakamura, that's a guy that can also make it happen. He's a veteran, been there, done that. So, yeah, they have an opportunity to be real deal players in the city of Las Vegas.
Business with personality. That's the idea that launched London's business newspaper, City AM, 15 years ago. And it's the same idea that inspired our new daily podcast, The City View, where you'll find me, City AM editor Christian May, interviewing the most well-known, influential and colourful figures from business, politics and finance. The City View from City AM, with a new episode every morning. It's the perfect start to your working day.
Well, and Q, you know what's interesting, too, about Javen White is like what we saw, and again, I'm not comparing them on a talent level, with all due respect to both of them, but like Isaiah Simmons, this hybrid safety linebacker, defensive player, we're starting to see more and more of this in college football and then obviously bleed into the pros. I think the Raiders have recognized how important those roles are, but this is here to stay, is it not? I mean, you can look at through as we get college football started back again, hopefully, this is becoming part of the game, this hybrid linebacker safety position, a guy who can even come up and play edge if they have to.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And you know the thing about it, and again, Javen hit it on the head when he said it, I'm a football player. That's what it's all about now. It's really the positions are starting to go away. And I think Mike Mayock touched on it during the draft process. I know Daniel Jeremiah was on it very heavily during the draft process. The positions and their names are starting to go away, and they're starting to get just football players out on the field. And how much better is your defense going to be if you can roll your safety up to a linebacker position, or you could take a linebacker and feel comfortable with him on a Travis Kelce type, you know, tight end, or switch him out to the corner position if he has to. You know, you look at Javen White, you look at Tanner Muse, you know, you look at Isaiah Simmons, all those guys, they all have that ability, obviously different levels of it, but they all have that same gene, that same versatility gene. And that's something that Paul Gunther and that defense are really going to need moving forward.
No doubt about it. And I think Javon White is a guy, you know, you look at the Littleton signing, right? He's a guy who can go sideline to sideline. But as a rotational guy, I think Javon White, it's going to be really important for him to perform well on special teams, because I think that's how you really make the team. And then you're able to go in as a rotational player for like a Littleton or wherever on the field. And I love this because you're right. He can play so many positions. The guy's got amazing hands. He was a wide receiver. He played both ways, actually, in high school in Oakland because he was at a smaller school. So he's got great hands, the ability to create plays on both sides of the ball, and now on the defensive side. And I'm just excited. I know they have to put it all together, man. It's all kind of happened on the field, right, Q? But to your point, I love the type of player they're putting together here because they're all in the same mold, and that's when you start to see a cohesive plan come together.
No doubt. And look, this is the thing. With Javon White, it's never going to be about the physicality. It's never going to be about the actual athleticism. It's going to be, can he figure it out upstairs? Because obviously the NFL game is different. So he mentioned it himself, the mental side of things, learning all these different positions, knowing what he has to do so he doesn't have to think. All he has to do is react. And if he's able to do that, he'll put it together and he'll make the team, because the athleticism, he's a hell of an athlete. He'll get that part done.
He is. And like I said, always on this show, I try to remain objective, right? And not go too negative, not too positive, but I got to root for Javon White because of the scarlet and gray, man. We share that in our blood. So I'm hoping he has a great opportunity here, and he takes advantage of it, and he gets out there and he makes that Raider squad. So it'll be exciting to see.
Yeah, it will. And I mean, I'm rooting for him because he's a Bay Area guy. And so,
yeah,
you know, so you got the UNLV roots. I got the Bay Area roots. So Javon White's good with us. He's good with both of us.
That's right, man. You got to love that. All right. Well, as always, thanks, Q, for joining me. And thanks to Javon White for sitting in with us. It's going to be great to watch him out at Allegiant Stadium, a former UNLV Rebel, now a Las Vegas Raider. That's going to wrap up this special midweek edition of the podcast. Don't forget, subscribe. Doesn't matter what platform you're in, do that. Also, check us out Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m., CBS Sports Radio 1140 a.m. here in Las Vegas. You can also stream that live on the free radio.com app, as well as our YouTube channel, where we will be back to full video. That's right. We figured it all out. Despite the coronavirus pandemic and us being remote everywhere, we're going to be able to do that video again live this week on YouTube, Facebook, and Periscope. So make sure you check in. Guest information to come real soon on that one. So stay tuned to our social media handles. Follow us on Twitter at SilverBlack, the number 2 day, SilverBlack Today on Twitter, and also check out our Facebook page. Subscribe to our YouTube channel too. Also, not only do we stream the live shows there, we do live Q&As from time to time during the week, you name it, especially during the season. We also have our very, very popular drone videos there of Allegiant Stadium, of the Raiders' new headquarters in nearby Henderson, which now we're starting to get some people to dub Area 51, which I love as well. Nicknames, and more nicknames. But check that out, YouTube. You can subscribe there so you never miss another live video. Have to hit notifications and all, though, for me, man, because to me, that's how you get the information. If you don't hit notifications and all, you won't get those notifications when we go live as a reminder, nor will you know when we put out new videos. So make sure you do that. Again, for all of us here at silverandblacktoday.com, the Silver and Black Today podcast, Silver and Black Today on CBS Sports Radio, and for my special co-host, your boy Q, I'm Scott Goldbranson. We'll talk to you next time, Raider Nation.
This has been the Silver and Black Today podcast. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Until next time, may the autumn wind always be at your back.
Hey everyone, this is Sharon Waxman. I'm the founder and the editor-in-chief of The Wrap, the premier news source for daily coverage of the entertainment industry. I'm also your host of this new podcast, The Wrap-Up, a show that gives you an insider's look at the top stories in Hollywood. Each week, we'll bring you the latest news on the business of movies, TV, streaming, and tech. So be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you each week on The Wrap-Up.